That means we don't have really less rainfall. It is a false belief, but the rainfall has changed. We have less heavy rains in general in the monsoon time. It is present more or less more all over the year. That means less rainfall in the monsoon, sometimes a very heavy rainfall, sometimes less in the monsoon, and more rain in February, March, April, in all over the months now. Example, in 2015, we had in 1 year 2,088 millimeters of rain, with the heaviest record in Auroville, and the year after, 681, the minimum. Now it has again, and then next year we don't know. In terms of geology and the aquifers in Auroville, we have many three aquifers, Cudalor, Cada Pericupam, and also L'Extraction Vanur. We have about 260 wells in the first two aquifers, Cudalor and Cada Pericupam, and about 10 in Vanur, which is deepest. So we have risk of water intrusion, seawater intrusion, because there is already along the coast wells which are saline, mostly in villages. So the direct impact of, now we'll see the impact of the rainfall on the groundwater in the short term. So here you have a deep impact because you have a heavy rain, and you can see that the wells get recharged after some time. But here when you have less rain, you have much less impact. That means the rainfall does not always affect directly the levels in the well. So little rainfall, they don't influence at all the recharge, because you have evaporation, the tree takes water, a lot of water gets in the layers before they reach the water table. And only heavy rains recharge the wells. So you can follow my English, my French accent, yes? So if you have really problems, ask me to repeat or to go slowly. I really try to go slow. And then, but what is important to know, we have less than 20% of the rainfall which can recharge wells. Even if you have a very heavy rainfall, only 20%, maximum 22% can reach the water table. Because of course there is some runoff, there is some evaporation, the tree drinks a lot, and there is always a lot of water which stays in between the layers before they reach the water table. That means we should not believe that whatever drops fall on the sky goes to the water table. Only 20%, 22 maximum. And Gilles Boulicot even mentioned 10% for the Cudalor level. So I don't know for more ego this information. That means we don't have so much water which can recharge the water table. So now the change in groundwater table in the area of Auroville, in the Vanur sandstone level, the third one, the deepest one. So we have water levels in 1675 plus 7 meters above the mean sea level, MSL. 2005, 47 meters minus. That means 54 meters drop in 30 years. And it's quite a lot. And in fact, we have even more than that per year now. So in June 1998, we just see here the level at Matrimandir. We had 38 meters above the mean sea level in 1998. 2016, 29 meters. So drop already by 9 meters. 2018, 20 meters. That means again, lower. So we have lost in Matrimandir area around 80 meters in 20 years. But the rate of lowering the wells is even more now. It's just exponential. It's not totally linear. Then what is important to see, a good aquifer in a good condition, it recharges the same way year after year. That means it's not really directed to the rain. That means you can see here, of course there is rain, the well recharge goes down because people pump, rain again, the well recharge again, but then every year, it have the same levels in the wells. This is a good well. In Auroville, we have a different situation because in the green belt, like Revelation and Fertile, the water is constantly going down. There are no recharge. Recharge is not proportional to what we extract. Then we see the influence of the impact of extraction that means pumping water from the wells in Revelation first. So we measure here the same months of every year, over 2 years here to show. We have lost in between 17 and 18, 1.6 meters, and 1 meter between 18 and 19. Then for fertile, the same kind of trend, even more. 7.3 between 16 and 17, 5.1 between 17 and 18, and 2.7 between 18 and 19. Then recharge, that means this is the influence of the rain. So we here we compare in December, which is more or less the end of the monsoon. So we have here still water going down. That means we don't recharge as much as we did once. That means you remember the graph in Australia, the well recharge at the same level year after year, but not here. And the same for fertile. So you see, over 2 years, we have lost about 15 meters. And it goes more and more. The wells in the residential zone now, they have the same trend, they go down. So now impact of extraction. So again, they go down. You can see here 5.8 in the 16-17, put 2.2, 16-17-18, and 2.4, 18-19. That means about 10 meters in 2 years, for 3 years. And then Deep Panam, the same. Even more here. You have 9.2. In fact, this area near Matrimony, I lose even more. You can see here, you have almost 24 meters lost in 3 years. Then impact of the recharge, the same problem. They still go down. So a lot is lost. You see, sometimes only 10 centimeters lost in 1 year, sometimes 2.4. Now we'll not know for this. We don't have the data for the last year. Resources now, first is the rain, and it's not directly used. Because even if you do some rainwater harvesting, often the rainwater harvesting is on the land, that means you just have what we call percolation pits. That means you just harvest the rainwater in depressions where the water slowly percolates into the ground. So this will recharge a little bit the water table, but nobody uses it directly. And then we have this graph done by harvest. You have a little extraction only, maximum recharge. And when you compare with what is done in the bioregion with the farmers, you have totally reversed scenario. Very huge extraction and very little recharge compared to what we do in Auroville. So that means, in fact, why this water table goes down? It's mostly because of this irrigation in the farms around Auroville. And why? Because they have free electricity. They don't pump 24 hours, 7 days a week, because they have some schemes where they have to less electricity. Sometimes they don't have electricity, but they don't pay. That means they don't care if you put the pump for the whole day when they need only 2 hours only. And this is a problem, and this we cannot deal it because it's on the level of the government, and this cannot be dealt with. So only when the Puducherry government and Tamil Nadu deal with the issue, maybe something can be done. But also with a lot of work in the villages. That means Auroville and the Bayou region cannot anymore achieve water security only through groundwater alone. It's not possible. So water consumption in Auroville is not known, because we don't have any reliable meters. That means the first step is to take proper metering. That means to have water meters installed everywhere. And also I would add on my level that every Orwellian should become a little more conscious on his water consumption. Because I'm sure that no one takes care of that, or so. Maybe yes, some people do, but they don't know how much they consume. Myself, I don't really know how much I consume. I know that I don't consume much, less than 70 liters a day, but I don't know exactly how much. And if people would know that, it's the first step towards conservation of water in Auroville. Then the strategy proposed by the Rovil Water Group is multi-sourcing, which is first to have ingress water from all the roofs and lands, and then from stormwater to be harvested from roads and lands. So the difference between the rainwater and stormwater. Stormwater, of course, is a heavy rain for a short time, which mostly gives problems on the lands like which are not occupied by people. That means not really water harvesting done on this land, and also on the roads, because the roads are not properly drained. There is sometimes drainage here and there which goes in a percolation pit somewhere, but most of the time the roads are not drained. That means we don't harvest rainwater which falls on the road. And this can be a huge amount of water. You will see after some video. And then treated water, that means from wastewater systems, and of course at the end, groundwater. So this is the rainfall which happened in October 30th last year. You see, in 35 minutes, 16.75 mm. This is what's happening when you have the road which is not drained properly. And especially, there was a problem in Humanscape because Humanscape did some rainwater harvesting, but there was a problem with one drain which got stacked, and then everything overflowed on the road. This is just a small management that I have to check. And you see, in fact, I have even seen long ago, I did not keep record at that time, of 90 mm in 1 hour. In a very big storm in summer. You cannot imagine how much it is. 90 mm in 1 hour. And then this is what's happening on the side of the road near Sanjana. And then how it goes. It's only 35 minutes of rain. That means if you can tap this water to store it in open tanks, this is a solution to have some water stored somewhere, which can be used for irrigation or even treated for gardens, yes. Then this was done by CSR, which is designed from Gilles Bulico, for the wastewater system for the zone 1 and 2 in Auroville, near Prayatna. So it's totally odorless, totally safe for gardening. That means a lot of people already are using this water, like I think Kelpana, Humanscape, Vikas, I'm not sure, Realization, yes. Yeah. Yes. You see? So, and this is a lot of water, you see, 60,000 liters per day treated. That means you have to store it somewhere, this water. You don't want to send it to the sea or to the canyons, which can erode, and this water can be used for something. This was a storage tanks done by CSR with a design from Gilles Bulico with 200,000 liters. And this water is available and not so many people use it now. So now we'll see the main water players in Auroville. So in terms of governments first, you have L'Avenir first, which has a legal responsibility to plan, coordinate and inform Auroville. I will not too much comment on what, who does what and if they do it or not, because there is a lot of to say on that. But it can become polemic. So TDC Evaluation Monitoring Cell to overall monitor of the project. It won't be for water, but for building applications and so on. Then you have Geomatics, which is set up by Giulio. He will give a talk afternoon, I think. And it does a lot of work for saving and monitor many things. Then Gilles Bilico, who is a consultant of Water of L'Avenir, he created Water Harvest long ago, which does not exist anymore. Water Group, which was created in 2015 by L'Avenir as a kind of think tank, just to advise in water management and policies. It's because we don't have really decision-making capacity. We don't have this authority. We don't have, in fact, the skill to propose technical solutions. Gilles has them. I will mention after our roles and responsibilities. Then operation and maintenance. Portus Water, which maintains and repairs the wells, supply lines, and wastewater treatments. Auroville Water Service, which is a management of the existing and upcoming systems in water distribution. Then road service, which does all the earthwork and implements some activities, some works. CSR, which does sewage treatment systems and studies and projects on water resource management. They have done many wastewater systems in the area of Pondicherry, like a huge treatment plant for Ike Hospital and so on. Then Environmental Monitoring Service, EMS, at Palmyra. They do mostly water quality testing, as a drinking or wastewater. Then we have the water distribution systems with industrial zone ALOC, which does all the water supply for the zone of Orochilpan. Then Oromodel Service Group with all the water in Oromodel. In Centerfield, there is Michael Tate and Tennessee who do the water management in this area, water supply. Bobby in Côte Carré. And Matremandir in this area. And Matremandir is the largest consumer of water in Auroville. 150,000 liters per day. And this is something which should change. So that means they have a new project with the Garden of the Unexpected. And luckily, they have agreed for a project who use the dry systems. That means very less water-consuming plants, luckily. And we try to convince them to use the water from the treated water of the residential zone 1 and 2. Because you have 200,000 liters of water waiting to be used every day. It's really a lot. Then research. Alok is doing a very wonderful work. He set up two laboratories. In fact, he has a laboratory which has two components. One for the research and education, and one for water testing. And this is approved government-approved lab. And it has really high ethic and higher levels of qualification. It can really, really do a good work. Margarita, with the MGA Eco Duties, who does a lot of research on alternative wind soaps and cleaners and so on. Dr. Luca on health and hygiene. And education, Deviani, who does a lot of work with Adove School. Wellsless, they had a project, they wanted to create a project of educational tools for children. And unfortunately, they could not get the money. Bon, delays and problems and money went and they could not get it. But still, they would like to have something done. And maybe this would maybe for IVA to help. Because when you go through the process of the PCG and with delays and this and that, the time that they react, that they answer, and then finally the PCG can grant mostly funds for activities but not for human resource development, that means they don't match this kind of funds. So maybe I will ask Ribou if you can approach the IVA. Okay, it's good. Then they will pick for them. AV Consulting, in their various workshops, they have many workshops on different subjects, and they always include water inside. Tom, which interacts, is part of the water group, which interacts in different schools. Then Bayou Regional Work, which is first the Sustainable Livelihood Institute, which was created by Joss and Ram. Auroville Village Action, mostly with women. Pondichéry Villipuram Auroville Coudalore, PVASI, Bioregional Group. So you have many more individuals that are cannot mention here who deal with water, like Kirit, who does a lot of work with the Green Belt for rainwater harvesting in the different areas, and many people, some research with spiritual effect on the water. Like Jean-François Audic. But problem, we have no harmony between the water players. This is one of the main issues that you have always in the world and in Auroville the same. It's difficult to talk to each other. Sorry? Yes? Typically Aurovillean, but typically what's happening in the world everywhere, you see? And that means, especially on the levels of governments, operation and maintenance, and water distribution. So this is one of the main obstacles to deal with that in Auroville. So I would say that the water service, the water group, does not really try to tackle this issue because we don't have really means to deal with the things. We have always to go through l'avenir, but if l'avenir does not react, we cannot go further. But we agreed with the water group recently that we should try to deal with this as much as possible on ourselves. We should try something. I don't know if we'll succeed, but we should try something else. So this is for the next discussion that we'll have in the water group soon. Then water group, I would just develop a little bit what we do. So this was created in 2015 by L'Avenir. Is part of the governance body, but we don't have any decision-making process in Auroville. Our roles and responsibilities. We, in fact, the water group, before I joined them, they have set up a water management strategy in 2017, and this is regularly updated. We share the content and evolution of the document with the community. So Ingrid, who just joined now, she does a lot of relation with the community, publish a lot of things in Zunos and Note, Oronet, and so on. Identify the gaps and initiate research involving collaborators to develop a sustainable water management strategy. Recommend that project undertaken by L'Avenir align with the water management that we have set up. So they may not follow what we say, but at least we can advise them. So individual water group members, they can offer advice on certain topics. So especially Tom for the different wells and so on, me for rainwater harvesting and these kind of things. Communicate with the Auroville community and other interested parties on water issues. So this is done by Ingmarie. And in fact, we have often every day between 5 to 10 emails. That yes, sometimes it's a bit overwhelming because you see all these emails that we send to people. So she does a lot of work. So, and I hope it has some influence, and I think it has. Ensure that all communication is grounded in values of the Auroville water strategy set up by the water group. On scientific data, Sujo is really hard on that because he set up really a systematic system to harvest, to collect every data. And this is really interesting because if you miss one day, for example, for the rain gauge, you cannot rely on your data for the whole year. Because you know that all the rain gauge in Auroville, they measure data every day at 8:30. But if you miss your time, if you miss one day, then your data are not relevant anymore. This is done by many people in Auroville. And Julio collects all this data. Encourages feedback and participation from committee members. Support and host Auroville water-related projects through the website. But what we cannot do is design and calculate technical solutions. We don't have this knowledge. Gilles Boulico has them. And elaborate budget and implement projects. And member of the water group, Tom, Tensi, Julio, Ingmarie, Ami, Evgenia, and Eric Chakra. So briefly, the Auroville water management strategy set up by water group in 2017-18. Environment, to protect and respect the water cycle and take measures to minimize the entry of pollutants into this cycle. Multi-sources, like we are mostly sourcing, like we have said, rainwater and stormwater to be harvested, groundwater, recycled wastewater, desalinized seawater and brackish water. This has been done with a lot of care because this can lead to more problems also after. Like in Mahabalipuram, they have a big plant for Chennai and they send back the brine. That means the brine is all the salt that you extract from water goes back to the sea. As a result, fishermen, they don't have fish anymore on the shore. And they have to go 1 kilometer away to get fish now. That means you disturb the whole ecosystem and you disturb the whole social pattern in an area if you don't deal properly with the problem. That means it can be relatively simple to desalinize water, I would say, but it's complicated, but in principle it's quite simple, but you have to see all the impact of this after. And that means we have to be careful with that if it happens in Auroville. Water stewardship. Auroville to take responsibility for and assume the roles as water standards, water stewards in water conservation. Governance, water-related considerations to be integrated in all government's procedures. Education and research, awareness building in Auroville and the Bayou region. And encourage and support all initiatives in this field. And achieve and make open source all water-related plans. That's why whatever data are collected by Julio are on the website. Everybody can access any information on the wealth level, on the rainfall gauge here and there, and many information can be accessed online. Because this is one of the issues. If you don't have transparency, there is no use to do all that. Everybody should know what's happening on all levels in water, but I would say for everything in Auroville. And that's why this is really working well. So if you can see more, you have this, you can access it from the website. I can give after the PDF and the PPT of this one. Okay, I can copy everything. So, ongoing activities of the water group. Be monthly meetings. We report on reflection to l'avenir every 3 months. Weekly sharing of water conservation tips in user notes, so Anne-Marie is in charge of that. Periodic water words with a user note on Auronet. The main website is most updated. Maintain a Facebook page. Occasional radio talk with via radio. Constant emails, like I said. Increase communication with l'avenir, because now Inge-Marie works part-time for l'avenir and for Water Group. And we have regular contact with the members of the Pondichéry, Villiers-Perrin, Auroville, Côte d'Alor, Bio Regional Planning. Upcoming activities. We have 5 water talks in March, no, in April, sorry, for the Water Day. March. Then participation in the Citizen Assembly's Advisory Committee for the Palage project that they have. Marie, you know that? And then participation in the Auroville Campus Initiative, ACI, in the Upcoming Cementers Program. And working to get basic rent statistics, which are posted on Eurostat. So in conclusion, water security in Auroville cannot be achieved only by tackling water in Auroville only. We have to do it on the level of the Bayou region. And David Stein, I don't know if you know him, maybe briefly. David Stein is a very known urban planner from California. Was an ex-advisor, it's mentioned in small here, ex-advisor to l'avenir for the development plan of the Bayou region in Auroville. But unfortunately, whatever he said and proposed was totally rejected by l'avenir. On what ground, I don't know. And he's really an internationally known expert in urban planning. So why l'avenir feels they don't have to deal with this service, I don't know. Yeah, but yes, previous l'avenir, unfortunately, there is maybe a bad karma with this group, because the new group inherits of all the problems of the previous group that they have to deal with, which are not easy to deal with, honestly. And I don't complain really after them, because they have above their head of problems and this and that to deal with, and now they have only 2 people working. But yes, and so why they don't follow his advice, I don't know. But now David Stern and Christo from Revelation are working on the project proposal and fundraising to have something done in the Bayou region. And only that can be achieved, and only through that we can do something for water in Auroville. Working committee, Villasoro support a lot this idea. Soro is very supportive for this since a lot of time. This project will be done in collaboration with the PIVAC, the Pondicherry Vilipuram Auroville Caudalor Committee. And water group will assist whenever we have some requests. But Auroville should lead the way for water conservation. This is really something we should do here. Because we cannot say to the villagers, yeah, but you should be careful if, but we don't know ourselves what you consume. That means first, Auroville should know what they consume, and we should have water meters everywhere. So only if we have some data, we can do something. Because we always fix in the vague, yes, we consume a lot, we don't have enough rain, and we know what is coming from the sky. Because we have a lot of rain gauges in Auroville, but we don't know how much we pump. And this is the first step to have. Control and monitor the consumption of water. Harvest rainwater from all roofs, gardens, to be stored in underground tanks, open tanks, and percolation pits. Because what I have done until now was mostly percolation pits, means depression in the ground where water can percolate slowly to the water table, like 20%, like I said. But we cannot go on with that, because this water, we cannot use it. We should try to use water which falls from the roof. That means in underground tanks, they cost a lot. Water has to be treated in any case after. And we advise more to have open tanks. Of course, there will be evaporation, but this water can be used directly for gardens without any treatment. Because if you just let it go to the water table, you see you have a large recharge in Auroville and a lot pumping from the villages around. That means we supply water for the villages when you recharge Auroville. So it's not a way to be egoistic with water in Auroville to keep only the water for us in Auroville, but at least to have all the water we can have from the sky be used directly in gardens and maybe treated with for domestic purposes. And stormwater, this is really important to deal with. You have a lot of rain which falls on the road and then kind of no man's land, which has to be dealt with. And Julio, with geomatics, they have a lot of data on the runoff of this and that, and they have, because they do also surveys of Auroville. Forbid, and this should be done, forbid the use of groundwater for gardens. This is really, and then deal with the matrimonial. Because 150,000 liters a day for the lawn and for plants is a bit too much. That means there are some plants, there are some grass which can go without water. In Vicas, when they were living in Vicas, we never watered the lawn. Yes, there was some trees, there was not so much evaporation, but we never put water on the lawn. And this grass did not need water. That means, sorry? Yes, it's good. Yeah, because in Vicas, bon, I will not know, no, it's too old. And I don't go there, but she can tell, when it is there, she can tell you things about it, maybe good or bad, I don't know. So, and of course, recycle all wastewater. I use it for gardens and irrigations. Minimize as much as possible water from the ground. Ensure that everybody, especially all water players, can talk to each other, collaborate and talk to each other. In fact, Julie Boulico tomorrow gives a presentation of Paradiso at 5. It's organized by the French Pavilion tomorrow at 5. And it will be with English translation. This will have ear sets and so on. So if you are interested, you can give some good information on that, I guess. And that's it. If you have any questions.
Thank you. I am visiting Auroville since more than 10 years, 2008, lived in several guest houses, private houses. And I see there are beautiful luxury gardens. I see the gardeners. They're putting a pipe hose here and there, somewhere, turning off the taps, going somewhere elsewhere for tea break, and quickly 50 to 100 liters going away. So there is a lot of wastewater by unconscious watering in gardens. This should be somehow controlled, or the gardeners should be trained somehow to be aware of how much they're watering.
Yes, I agree totally with that, you see. Yes, it's obvious. That's why in Vicas, for example, to come back on that, we had a system of rainwater which was coming from the well, because when you have an overflow from the well, this was harvested in the separate tank, and this tank was distributing water in all the area of Vicas, about 1 acre of land. And you did not have to use a hose pipe more than 10 meters long, because you had pits of water which were coming from the overflow of the well to be watered for the gardens nearby. And we never gave, at my time, a water pipe to the gardeners. I don't know how it is done now.
Now it's mainly we only water the garden with the wastewater treatment.
Yes, so this is already something, it's good. But this is unfortunate in Auroville. People, they rely on the amas and gardeners to do the work. And that, okay, give them a pipe. And that's why we, in Vicat, from the beginning, I said, no, we should not have this, because we did not use the wastewater initially in Vicat. The time that it came, it was a little late. We never use rainwater or well water from well water for the gardens, and this is what that's why we should really have to forbid any Orwellian to water the gardens with groundwater. This is obvious.
So the question I will have is, with the new wastewater treatment, the big one, no, which you saw also in your presentation for the in the city, and my understanding from Gilles was that now also. They will get back the water from their wastewater treatment, which they should use for their garden. Is it happening? And maybe and normally also the matrimandia, is it happening?
Yeah. Matrimandia, not yet. I think they are discussing this, yes, but it's not yet approved. But this water is coming back to Kalpana. Kalpana use wastewater from the treatment of the zone. Kalpana, Humanscape. Realization also does. Prayatna, I'm not sure. I think, yes, Prayatna also. Matreya, Swayam. In fact, already 8 communities use this water. In fact, they have a separate water supply, which has to be done very carefully, because if there is any leakage from these sewage lines, it should not be mixed with good water. That's why this is done, this has been done carefully by, I think, CSR and different water services also. And this is already implemented. But this, I would say this should be done on the level of every individual. Our model use a tremendous amount of water for the gardens because they have big lawns, and this cannot be anymore. Swimming pools should be forbidden. You see, or maybe the water storage from the roof, maybe, because you have a big tank, send the rainwater from your roof to the swimming pool, put some fish, put some frogs, and then put some water hyacinths and this and that, and you can swim inside also. But not a swimming pool with chlorine. Yeah, I would say unless Auroville really feels concerned with water, we cannot deal with it in Auroville.
So yes. you still miss water meters in Auroville?
Yes, we need water meters.
How many?
I don't know. Julio will know that.
There will be no need to have a person going and reading, but the data will be automatically transmitted, and they can be centralized. But then, let's say each and every user will have a dashboard at home, and they will know their consumption every minute. So if there is a spike in the consumption, they can see if there is a pattern every day. So why is this spike happening? Or maybe they can improve on their consumption. And the philosophy behind this just that people don't know how much water are they using, and we should break that. And that is our first priority. It can be done very quickly. We are already working with Slava to find a system to read automatically the already existing meters. So we don't have to change all meters, hopefully. So there will be for new houses and new settlements and new project, the new meters installed, but the ones which are already existing can hopefully do not have to be replaced. And for any, like I live in Ami, and my well, the well we have in Ami, is not metered. So in that case, I would suggest the community to go for the new ones, which can transmit the data and so on. And maybe it's not needed at this stage. Maybe we can ask as just a small contribution to every user, not in terms of getting money, but to just let them know that water is not just a commodity. It's a precious resource. And that is something which has to go in people's mind. At the moment, only few people have this knowledge. Yeah, we have to buy them, and we are trying to find sources anywhere, I tell you, everywhere. And not everybody is happy to pay for something which is, let's say, when you look at the overall picture, Oroville is still a quite a rich place compared to the bioregion. So, and many people ask us, but why are you giving water to plants when there are people who have no water? That's exactly the problem we want to tackle with. Because we, as Satprem said, we can only give an example to others. We cannot force anybody to do what we would like to do. In Oroville, we have a chance, but not outside of Oroville. So we can only lead by example, but the example should be consistent and properly done. Otherwise, I'm sorry, I would not take that example. Thank you.
Hello, I'd like to know the situation with seawater and desalinization and Varuna.
I think Julio is better, he knows better this than me. Yes, Julio can answer this question.
Varuna is working on a desalination plant project, which has a capacity of 5 million liters per day. They have acquired the land on the beach, and they have laid a pipe, 400 millimeter pipe, up to Mango Hill. So they crossed the road, they got an equipment from Mumbai to cross the road underground, and then they got stopped there. There are several problems in terms of logistic. One is to cross land which do not belong to Oroville first. Second is also to cross the land which does belong to Oroville. So that's another thing, because the community should agree on this to allow for that kind of usage of the land. And unfortunately, the community is not that much informed about it. There are very few communication. There was Michael Bonkey who came and presented here 2 or 3 years ago about the project, but then that was it. There was no other information to the community openly. They are still waiting for the Ministry of Environment for the green light. They have not given their approval yet. And finally, the rumors are that there are some financial problems. So this is what we know. That is what I can honestly answer about, nothing more. Thank you.
Joan, you still have one?
Farmers on the Coast A, they still get free electricity to pump as much water as they can?
Yes.
Yes, totally. Yeah. It's not, in fact, they don't have water 24 hours a day because they have some limitations, but they don't have to pay.
That's a very, you see, long ago, some politician put that into place to win election, and it's very difficult for any guys to change it because they will lose their election too. I mean, that's why, even if they are very aware that they should change it because of the water situation in Tamil Nadu, but it's on a political position, it's difficult. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And you said it's not only that they have free electricity, but they have to change maybe some patterns of what kind of crops they do. Sugarcane takes a hell of water. You see, you have more sugarcane on the source of Pondicherry, no school at all. But this is, that means they have to change their patterns of whatever they grow.
This is just a question of time, will they get salt water, then stops automatically?
Yes, of course, yes, it's obvious. But this is a government level, and politicians and corruption, and difficult to deal with.